While every team relies on CFL veterans to find success any given year, you always need to find the next one. Those players are found in training camp. No names turn into big names. In Saskatchewan, they've seen Vince Goldsmith, John Chick, Weston Dressler, and Naaman Roosevelt make a great first impression, and when they hit the field after making the team, they didn't disappoint. And for some, it could have been the end of the road in their football journey. Head coach Craig Dickinson believes the league does something special, giving players more opportunities to play football.
I think the CFL is the best league in the world, and one of the reasons is we look far and wide for good football players. And if a guy's made a mistake in his past, we will sometimes overlook that and give him a second chance, and I think that's a really neat thing about our league.
And with the team all in on making a return to the playoffs this season, who will be the next star to emerge? There are many roads to the CFL. For linebacker Kobe Harvell-Peel, his road led him to a tryout the Riders had in Texas.
I just kind of been back in Texas training, and Mr. Carson reached out to me and just said, hey, we got a workout if you want to come out. I got up off the couch and came out, and I did a good enough showing, I guess, to be able to get that second call and say, hey, we want you out for camp. So it's a blessing to be here, and I'm definitely glad they called.
And after impressing at the tryout, flashing in camp, Harvell-Peel made an impact in the preseason, recording two tackles as well as a tackle for a loss. With so many great players vying for spots, he says it is important to go out and perform when given the opportunity.
Everybody is out here fighting for spots and trying to, you know, show their best self. So to get out and in the first preseason, you know, show what everything that I've been practicing and had it correlate to the field meant a lot.
What's it like to be in position battles like this?
It's fun. It's healthy competition. You know, the older guys is pushing all the younger guys, and the younger guys is all just trying to do the best that they can and try to make the team. So luckily we got a close group. You know, we all enjoy being around each other, so it's made it fun.
Another player hoping to turn a good preseason performance into a roster spot is wide receiver Keith Corbin III. Corbin has been waiting over a year for a shot to continue his football career after playing collegiately at Jackson State.
It's stressful, man. You can go into a depression phase, but I mean, I never gave up. I know my family always told me I'm going to have a chance, and when the opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it, whether it's now, whether it's later or not. Now it's ready.
That opportunity came when a call from Saskatchewan would lead to him signing a contract and heading north to Canada.
It's been a little different. The air has been a little different down in Texas, but it's been good, man. I've been enjoying it. I love the teammates. I love the team here. I love the coaching staff. I love everything about it.
And he responded in that first preseason game, hauling in a touchdown.
So good. I felt it coming. I know my first drop, then the second one, the PR. I knew it was coming. I was just waiting on my opportunity.
But while he had to wait a year, defensive lineman Brian Cox Jr. had to wait a couple for his opportunity to return to the gridiron. The 28-year-old spent multiple seasons in the NFL, dressing for 26 games.
It was a great experience. Something I wanted, you know, I dreamt about my whole life. You know, like I said, I've been playing ball for so long, and that's always been the goal, just to make it to the NFL and, you know, play in the NFL. So definitely a life goal of mine, something I would love to get back to if I have the opportunity to, but I am loving it up here and just doing my thing, staying where I'm at, you know, being where my feet are, so I'm loving it.
But in June 2021, he suffered a torn Achilles with the Buffalo Bills and was out of football.
It's scary. Not going to lie to you. It's definitely a scary deal. I played football my whole life, played since I was 6 years old. It's all I've done. So it's one of those things where, you know, it kind of puts things in perspective for you. You got to just take a step back and look at life as a whole. But I'm just so grateful and so glad to be back out here playing ball and doing what I love to do.
While he was recovering and waiting for his next shot, his dad was able to give him some advice to keep working.
Keep your head down and keep working. You know, you can only control what you can control. I was coming off an Achilles injury, so I had the injury and just didn't gain traction back in the NFL. So this was my opportunity, and I just got to, you know, take it by the horns and make the most of it.
So it felt good to get back to hitting quarterbacks, recording a sack against the BC Lions.
Felt great. I mean, been a long time since I got to hit the quarterback. Felt great to just get out there and have opportunity.
While all three of these players have flashed throughout camp and had strong games, Cox knows you have to keep impressing if you don't want your journey to end.
Football's a dog-eat-dog world. It's a man sport. It's one of those things you got to come in, compete for your job. It's a physical sport, so you just got to come in and, you know, pretty much take it from another man.